Now we come to our first feature for this week. Today is the autumn equinox, so I'm delighted to introduce Chris Skinner with his well-timed autumn nature notes.
Hello, I'm farmer and nature lover Chris Skinner, and you join me yet again for a look at autumn, a new season. Today is actually the autumnal equinox, when the sun at midday is right over the equator, and from now on we're going to have more hours of darkness in the United Kingdom than hours of daylight. So all the nighttime creatures will love this, and the nights get a little bit longer and the days get a little bit shorter, right up until December the 21st, when they start getting longer again. Something to look forward to. At this time of the year, on my farm, birds are still singing and pheasants going to roost. And I managed to record this lovely sound last night, which is a thrush singing at about 5 o'clock in the evening, just as a pheasant goes up to roost in a nearby tree. And you'll hear that in a minute. At this time of the year, the leaves start to drop off the trees, so the pheasants get a little bit nervous and go up to roost, because there's foxes marauding about in the undergrowth, and they would certainly catch a nice pheasant. But it's still lovely to hear that song of the song thrush, which you'd normally hear in springtime. But at this time of the year, they carry on singing. Absolutely lovely. Beautiful song. At this time of the year as well, the first acorns start to fall off the oak trees. And acorns, when they fall on the ground, always roll downhill, being almost spherical in shape. So how do oak trees get up hills in our nearly flat county of Norfolk? Well, the answer is they have a very special relationship with a very colourful member of the crow family, and that's the jay. So the jay has an unusual adaptation. It has a really enlarged esophagus, so it picks an acorn on the ground without damaging it, picks it up and swallows it, but it doesn't go right down into its digestive tract. It can hold 5 or 6 acorns, the 6th or last one in its beak, and then it will fly off and it will cache acorns. And of course, jays being jays, some forget where they've buried their larders or their cache, if you like. And that's how new oak trees grow. And of course, being undamaged by the jay, not pecking into the acorn, it can germinate if it's in a clump of grass. And on my farm, I've got 5 acres of new young oakland, now about 6 or 7 feet high, just growing away. And with thanks to this particular bird, the jay, it's very beautiful, with blue and black feathers on its wing cover and almost pink on the breast. But although it looks incredibly good, it doesn't have a very good song. Sounds like it's got a sore throat. That's the sound of a jay. There, so it's their busy, busy time of year now, from now on. And of course, now it's getting starting to get darker in the evening. All sorts of nocturnal animals come out and spend more time. They're very happy about this arrangement. So the nights get longer, and animals like mammals on the farm start to call now, because it's coming up to their mating time. And one particular mammal springs to mind, not only out in the countryside on my farm at Caister St Edmund, but also in the middle of towns like Norwich, Yarmouth, Wyndham, all the other towns as well have a population of foxes. And at this time of the year, the vixens start calling for the males, and the males reply with a barking sound. Just listen to this sound that I've recorded. It's really quite eerie. You almost think somebody's being murdered in the bottom of the garden. That's a dog fox barking. And then the vixen will reply with an ear-piercing scream in a minute. Oh dear, oh dear. Well, that's how you call your mates in the hours of darkness. And they carry on like that for hours at night. And sometimes the local police get phone calls because they think somebody's actually being hurt or injured out in the countryside or in towns like Norwich, where there's quite a good population of foxes. Now, just as it gets dusk at High Ash Farm, we have a really large corvid roost. Corvids are members of the crow family. It includes rooks, jackdaws, and carrion crows as well. And up north in the country, you'll also have ravens, and in the west of the country, choughs as well, one of the smaller members of the crow family. And in daytime, at this time of the year, they all start pairing up, and the males, being males, are terrible, terrible show-offs, and they'll fly about and then spiral to the ground as if on a corkscrew. Really entertaining to watch, and they'll pair up now and stay with their partner through the winter months and start breeding again next spring. And in one of the areas of woodland at High Ash Farm, we have over 3,000 rooks, jackdaws and crows visiting each evening. You can hear them starting to come in to roost now in the woodland canopy. They roost high up in the trees, and at some invisible sign, just after the sun sets, they all pile into this woodland in the space of 1 minute. Over 3,000 have been counted last week. And the noise is absolutely incredible. It sounds like a children's Christmas party. Here they come. Just piling into the woodland. It's like a black waterfall at dusk. An amazing sight. All exchanging information as to where they've been feeding in a day, who's going to sleep on this branch, who's going to sleep on that branch. We don't know what they're saying, but there's a lot of talk going on. Hardly pillow talk. Who said the countryside was a peaceful place? Goodness me. And also at this time of the year, moorhens start getting aggressive with each other, particularly the males. I won't interpret this one for you because there's lots of four-letter words from the water hens or the moorhens, and they get really quite possessive of their duck pond. And on my duck pond at the entrance of the farmyard, there's two males, and they're still trying to sort out who's going to have the duck pond for next spring. And this is the noise they make as they face up to each other, fly up in the air a little bit, splash and fight and swear like you've never heard swearing before. Just listen to this. They fight and fight and fight, but don't hurt each other, which is quite nice. It all happens, and I'm sure there's a lot of swear words in there. If only we understood, we'd laugh. Let's just finish off, because at this time of the year, there's nothing I like more than visiting our wonderful coastline around the county of Norfolk. You can just imagine the lovely smell of the sea, the sound, the rhythmic sound of the waves crashing onto the shore, and it's just lovely. It happens all the way around the Norfolk coast, and with the seas fairly calm at this time of the year before the autumn gales start, it's just a lovely, peaceful way to end a day with a coastal walk. Absolutely delightful. I'll see you again soon.